Welcome back. A sure sign that the summer is quickly fading away is the fact that we're starting to talk about events in September. One of the big ones here in Quincy for the past few years has been Saturdays in the Park. Free concerts at Safford Park on Beale Street in Wollaston, put on by the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association. So the Hubleys are in the house once again. Welcome to Walter and Kathleen for telling us a little bit about this series and about some events that have already taken place, too, throughout the city. So great to see you both.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Appreciate Happy you. Late summer, right?
Yeah. I know. It's gone by so fast.
So fast, I know. Yeah. But it's not over yet. Mm-hmm. So, and September's a beautiful month, actually. People forget, although we kind of associate it with, you know, back to school, back to work. But there's still lots going on, certainly, and the weather's still quite beautiful. Which, Walter, was also the case for Porch Fest this year, right?
Oh, yeah. We
really
had
worked
amazing.
Out well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had an amazing day.
Yeah.
About the same number of performances and about the same number of locations, but just the crowds keep getting bigger and the event keeps getting more and more popular, and we're selling through shirts a lot faster,
nice.
So it's all kind of gaining steam.
Yeah, excellent. It was over 100 bands, I think, again this year?
Yeah, just about 100 or so, yeah.
Okay, and about how many porches or locations?
70, 80 locations.
Yeah, amazing, yeah.
Yeah, we had changes and reschedulings and moving around right up until the... right up until the day of the event, it
Is
always
right?
happens.
Oh, yeah.
Every week, people keep asking, you know, when's the schedule going to be out? I say, okay, I can put it out, but it's going to change.
It's not set
later.
In stone.
So, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. What year was it now this year for Porch Fest?
Well, the first one was 2016,
okay.
and then we skipped a COVID year. So, does it make 8 years?
Yeah.
Like that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop and coming. I'm sure already planning for next year as we speak, right?
Yeah, we're getting the date picked, and we're going to talk about some things amongst the team. We already had a volunteer team meeting afterwards to talk about what went well, what could use improvement, and so we've got a few things that we're going to be contemplating for next year. Nothing drastic, pretty much the same thing.
Same
maybe neighborhoods? Maybe some different hours, maybe some different locations, yeah.
Okay, but Wollaston Hill, Marymount, Squanton.
Exactly. Yeah, right in around those areas,
yeah. Yeah, and they're kind of centrally enough located, I guess, where folks can get to one of them.
And they're all accessible through public transportation.
Well, that too, right.
And Quincy's an interesting city as compared to others when it comes to an event like Porch Fest, because we are a whole bunch of neighborhoods divided by several business districts.
Right.
So we're not like one contiguous area. So, you know, some cities can just have the entire city lined up because it's smaller and, you know, more connected. But Quincy's got a bunch of beautiful neighborhoods, and they're all separated by fairly decent-sized business areas.
Yeah, it's one of the hallmarks of the city, sure. It's over 100,000 people now, but it's still a city of small neighborhoods.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're right, it's rare. I guess Boston kind of qualifies for that as well,
on
a larger scale.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
But one neighborhood that is centrally located is Wollaston Hill, and the Wollaston Hill Association is busy once again with Saturdays in the Park.
Yeah, the team that got Porch Fest started, actually.
We
originally spearheaded it through the Wollaston Hill Neighborhood Association, then it became its own separate thing. But we've got our lineup of events, which include a back-to-school movie night, which includes some concert nights, and also a tree lighting, as we've been doing for, I think more than 20 years now.
As long as I can remember, yeah.
Yeah, so happy to come on and talk about this.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here as well. The events themselves, when did the concerts at Safford Park start, Walter? You know, how many years has it been now for this?
I think this is our fifth year.
I think it
might be our fifth year doing it.
Okay.
They're all blending into each other.
So how was it born? You know, where did the idea come from?
It originally was through Porch Fest.
Yeah.
You know, we said, okay, this is a big undertaking, over 100 bands, single day, all these different locations. You know, what other types of programming can we do throughout the year?
Right.
So we, of course, do the tree lighting in December. We have always often done a back-to-school movie night, but then the thought was, how do we just get neighbors to come down and hang out at the beautiful park that we did a renovation at back in 2014, I think
it was. That sounds right, 13 or 14.
Yeah, right around there. And so the park was actually designed around the idea of gathering and having these types of art events.
It's an interesting dynamic. It's almost like a problem that you like to have, right? You have too many performers, too many entertainers. The Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater had the same situation where they had so many bands sign up that they had to kind of have one big music festival last Sunday, actually.
Yeah.
They had 10 different performers because they couldn't squeeze them into their Friday night events.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see all this outdoor music,
outdoor
events happening throughout the city. Just looks amazing with all the work that's been done by the current administration. Just for years, and so a lot of venues, and now time to use them, which is great to see them activated.
Right. That's the thought, right? So these are, now has it always been in September, these concerts?
Yeah, we tried them in July, was
July
it?
We July. Started, and it was too hot.
Too hot?
It was too hot.
Yeah.
And then we moved into them in August,
yep.
And then we had some too hot, but then we had a lot of rain. And so we said, let's just try September.
There
and
you go.
It seemed to be a better fit.
Like
so,
I said,
yeah.
September's a beautiful month.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Yeah, you get warm
exactly.
days, cool nights, hopefully.
Yeah.
So has it been September now for the past couple of years?
Yeah, yeah, this is our
third
year.
Okay. Third year that it bled into September.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
did both August and September 1 year.
Okay, yeah. So every Saturday in September?
Yep.
Every Saturday in September.
Yeah, so every Saturday between 2 and 7 p.m.
Yep.
at Safford Park, which is right on Beale Street in Wollaston. And yeah, we'll have food there. There'll be live music. There'll be some games for families to play.
Mm.
And then what? There'll be a beer garden with a number of different drink selections, including non-alcoholic selections.
Okay.
And different food menu each week. And so we're partnering this year with the Assembly,
mm.
Which is down on Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
New owners there. I don't recall when they specifically bought it, but they reached out and asked how we could work together. And so we're gonna work with them. We had them at a location at Porchfest, and I'm pretty sure they sold out of most everything. So
nice.
It was good menu and a good partnership.
Okay, there is a cost for the food, we should point out.
Yep, so yeah, it's free yeah. to attend the event,
right.
Music's free, but there will be beer and wine and other drinks and food for sale.
Okay, all right. So let's run down the venues, the events if we can. Let folks
yeah,
know
sure.
what's going on.
Start yeah. with the bubble party.
Yeah, so on Friday, September 6th.
Oh, wait a minute. You just threw a loop. Friday.
You want to go do it the Saturday?
No, we can do that. That's
first.
Okay. No, let's start.
We're going in order.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're
all right,
having
so Friday.
Back to school bubble party,
oh.
movie night. Will be on Friday, September 6th from 5 to 9, sort of to kick off our Saturday.
Oh, start, all right.
But
okay.
Sort of a pre. So we'll be starting, the bubble party will be from 5 to 6, and then from 6 to 7, we're going to have Miss Liz there, who also performs at Porchfest.
Oh.
But she's a children's performer with puppets and
oh, okay.
singing and dancing for the children, and they have a great time. They love her.
Fun.
And then the movie night will start at 7-ish, 7:30, around there, when it starts to get dark enough, and we'll be doing a Paw Patrol movie.
What is it?
Paw Patrol movie.
Paw Patrol.
Paw
okay.
Patrol, yes.
Okay.
So, and then, to go into your Saturdays in the Park, we'll start on Saturday, September, will be the 7th.
Yes.
And with our first showing will be Emily Aileen, and then SPX.
Oh, so two performers.
Yeah,
okay.
Me too. Yeah. So Emily Aileen performed at Porchfest as well.
I was going to ask if there are any repeats, okay.
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of them
yeah.
are, yeah. SPX, I've known the band for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Their group of friends get together, and they donate all the money that they raise doing their performances to childhood cancer research.
Wow.
So they're a nice group of people and a great band to
that's
listen to.
That's excellent.
So, I'm going to add anything else to that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you went to high school with one
I
or
did.
Two of the band
members
yeah. years
oh,
ago.
Fun.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's how we connected.
So I've known them for a while.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. Oh, that's yeah. a nice story. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've been out to see them a few times. But the other performances are all from Porchfest. They're
okay.
the only ones that
oh,
haven't
are.
Yet played for Porchfest, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, well, often what happens each year is Kathy and I will walk around and just listen to bands and think, oh, wow, they'd be great to hire for the park. So in return for them donating their time and talent to Porchfest, we try to return and give them a paying gig.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Very good. Back to the bubble party, Kathy,
yeah.
for a second. Is it blowing bubbles? I mean,
that's what it is.
Okay.
That's exactly it. It's a lot of bubbles and bubble machine
okay.
and bubble various ways to blow bubbles.
Okay.
And then we'll do like some music so the kids can dance while they're blowing bubbles. And we did it last year and they had
right.
such a great time.
Who doesn't love bubbles,
right? It was
yeah.
so fun. And we had little ones, we had a little bit older ones. They were all just having a blast.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Having a great time.
Okay.
So we said, let's do it again.
Let's do it again. Why
yeah.
not? It's inexpensive and
oh, absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah.
And, you know,
just sourcing bubbles takes some time.
Oh, really?
I know.
That's
it's
a problem.
Hard going around finding bubbles. It was not as easy a task.
As
yeah.
you would think.
Amazing. Yeah, getting yeah. the gallons of bubbles. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's fine.
I'd never heard of a bubble party before, so okay.
Yeah.
So the 7th is Emily Alin.
I believe that's how you say it.
Yeah, I believe it's pronounced that way.
And SPX, okay,
yep.
that's on the 7th. And
yep.
then the following Saturday?
Yeah, I'll take that one. So yeah, Matt Rich,
yes.
Who Kathy and I saw at Porch Fest this year,
yep.
Solo performer, uses one of those looping effects so he can play his guitar in a couple of different tracks at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
And a little bit of a country flair to it, and we just watched him and said, oh, he'd be a great opening act for one of the bands at Saturdays in the Park. So
okay.
He'll be there on the 14th. Generally, the format would be the first performer going at 3 o'clock, the next one going at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
After that, the Rudder Kings, starring Kevin Coughlin, former counselor and our neighbor,
yes.
and a couple of other neighborhoods. They've also performed at Porch Fest before.
There's a bench with his name on it up there, isn't there?
It might be.
Yeah.
It might be next to this other one, yeah.
Okay.
And on the 21st, we have Anthony Andronico. Former counselor's dad.
Senior,
who,
right?
Yep, yeah. Who plays in a bunch of different venues, as well as Bad Street, which is they have a new front person, but they're a number of the members from Up the Downs, which played at Porch Fest for many years,
yep.
And played a lot of venues around here. They've assembled with a new front person, and they did a great job at Porch Fest, so we hired them for the park.
Fun.
And then on the 28th, we got Out of Hits Records, which is a husband and wife reggae duo.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Again, we had them at Wollaston Hill on the porch.
And where are they
then
from?
I want to say Dorchester, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or Roxbury, yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember. And then Anna Daly Young from Weymouth, young and emerging artist that's been playing venues all over the South Shore. And she's more of a, we'll say, a top 40 hits type of a performer.
Kind of covers.
Very talented. Does some covers too, some other ones, but does have some of her own music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
excellent.
Looking forward to that. Not a bad lineup for the year.
It sounds like an amazing lineup, actually. Yeah, something for everyone. And at each of these performances, there'll also be the food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So every Saturday, there'll be picnic tables out, but you're also encouraged to bring your own chairs or blankets to sit and enjoy the music. But we'll have a number of picnic tables out. The junior ROTC is a junior ROTC that helps us out.
From the North Quincy High School.
Yeah, they show up every show and help us get set up and help us get closed down.
They're a great group of kids.
They are.
Absolutely great kids.
Yeah.
And so food and beer until it runs out and music until about just before 7. We did adjust the timing of the event because when we did it during the summer, we had more like 3 to 9, whereas it gets darker. And
yeah.
Yeah, so it's harder to put things away and get the band packed up when it's too dark.
Right, not a lot of, is there lighting at the park?
There's some safety lighting that is cast on the park from across the street, but it's not great.
Not direct for the park
enough to be able to detect if someone was there if you were walking through, but not great lighting.
Unfortunately, as I said, summer's waning.
Well, maybe we've got to do a request for a stage and some lighting, and next thing you know, we'll have an amphitheater down there.
Oh, there you go. The Community Preservation Trust, are you listening?
There you go.
We've got a modest setup, but it works.
For the movie, is there there's no screen, so how do you project the movie? How does that happen?
We hire a company to
come
in. Yeah, and they put the screen up. It's a nice inflatable screen they put up. It's very nice. We did it last year and it worked out really well.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah, we'll use them again.
Now, maybe we should talk a little bit about the Neighborhood Association itself and what it does and how folks can get involved in that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll get us started. So Kathy and I started the association back in 2011, I think it was. Mm-hmm. We just went door to door and created a flyer and handed it out and talked to our neighbors. And really our goal was to find a way to give neighbors an opportunity to get together for both, celebrations as well as any issues that might have come up in the neighborhood. So, we've been serving with a group of neighbors, and it's been going great. We've got a website. We've got your standard communication things. We come on your show and we run a series of events. So we sponsor Cleaner Greener in May for that Safford Park, which is right in Wollaston Hill. We've also helped out with Forbes Hill in the past as well. We have a back to school movie night. We have the concerts. We have a tree lighting, which we've been doing for years. I want to say it's over 20 years.
Oh, gosh. Clary Yeomans, started years ago. Yeah. Showing my age now.
So neighbors who are maybe new to the neighborhood or maybe just kind of new to the association, just go to our website, reach out to us by email or social media.
Okay.
And just follow us and help out with the events.
I was going to ask about that because there are new people all the time moving in now, right? So, you know, to be aware of an association like this is a great way to meet your neighbors, if nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I used to introduce Bob and Leslie LaRocca as new members of the community, but they've been here, what, 8 years in Quincy?
Oh,
they're not so new anymore, but yeah, it's, the association has, you know, members that are both new and people have been there for years.
Yeah, how many members, roughly, would you say?
I would say our contact list has a couple of hundred,
okay.
maybe. But you don't need to be on our list to attend our events or anything. You just show up.
Are there regular meetings?
As a board, we meet 4 times a year.
Okay.
We have an annual meeting to, you know, go over officer elections and things like that. But, you know, and then we, other than the 4 meetings a year, we just meet as needed for planning for events.
Sure. Like for Saturdays in the park.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So a lot of meetings happening in April, getting planned for the year.
I am sure, yeah. Okay, I guess we have to talk about it. The Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
Yes.
Just because you're here and it's on the schedule.
I know. It's hard to begin talking about that. But we've been doing it for so many years. I want to say Councilor Coughlin, you know, first started it off years ago when the planting of Clara Yeoman's tree.
Yes.
And Walston Hill Neighbor Association has been partnering since 2011, since we started. We also work with the Walston School PTO, who do a great job. They set up a table and tents, and they always have snacks and hot chocolate and drinks and so forth. So they do a great job, and the kids really love it. And you know, Santa Claus comes by, so it's a really nice event to kind of kick off the winter season, the holiday season.
It's the 22nd annual. It says here December 6th, 6 to 7 p.m. Mark your calendars.
Yeah.
and pretend it's a long way away.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're even talking about it.
Well, you put it on the schedule, not me.
All right, I'll take the blame for that one.
That's right.
I'll be here before we know it, unfortunately.
It really will. Now, for acts that didn't make it to this year, Saturdays in the Parks, can they reach out maybe to get on the list for next year?
Yeah, absolutely. If you volunteer for Porch Fest, you're on our list to play at the park. So we'll send out the opportunity, and people will apply, and you know, we pick from. We've had a few of the same repeat bands over a few years, but now we're starting to mix it up a little bit more and just, you know, branch out a little bit.
So a different variety of music?
Trying. We try to look at it and say, all right, we want a certain level of sound, level of experience, and then after that, it's really about bringing in a good blend of talent.
Right, right. Okay. Kathy, you yourself seem to have a lot of passion for music, and it's something I think that you look forward to. You smile every time you talk about it.
It builds community.
Yeah.
Everybody loves music. Makes people happy.
Right.
So whether it's whatever kind of music they like to listen to, it just, you know, from, you know, like I said, little kids coming in, listening to the Disney Princess music, and then, you know, you're all ages.
Right.
You know, music is just something that brings people together.
It's true.
It does. It makes people smile. So
between that and bubbles.
Exactly. You can't, same thing. Bubbles make people happy.
Champagne music.
Whatever.
When you have your bubble night.
You're giving me ideas here, Joe. Don't get me started. We've already got enough events that we're doing.
All right. Website, walstonhill.com, right?
Yeah.
To reach out, get more information, or communicate with the association as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I always have to ask, is there a contingency for weather-related issues?
No, we just charge on. And you know, we make the call. I would say tune into our social media channels. We make the call either the night before if it's obvious, or sometimes the morning of if it's a little more not obvious how the weather's going to go.
Right.
We have had a few rain dates, but overall we've been very lucky.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's hope it goes again this year. Yeah. So great to talk to you both. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thanks
you
for your time.
Well.
And happy rest of the summer. You're welcome.